Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Angels and Demons featuring Amar, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Hoth.com, Minifest.com, and GreatCare.com. Then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including GuardianAngel.com, DuckBoats.com, and DoorHandle.com. The Sherpas also recap names Con, which just took place in Miami. It was a great time. They talk about the good, the not so good, what really worked, and where there's room for improvement. All good stuff and all coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday, and until Cyber Monday, you can get up to 1,800.com transfers for just $5.55 each. Talk to them on X or Name Pros to learn more. And also big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Just got Master of Domains from Escrow.com at NamesCon for the 7th year in a row. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And we talked about NamesCon, which was awesome. Next up, the ICA has their annual member meeting taking place January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. We're very excited for what's in store for that meeting, so go to ICA.Vegas for more information and to register. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, along with a little NamesCon 2025 wrap-up, where we'll get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain names investors ourselves, as well as talk a little bit of what's going on in the space and the industry. We just came off a couple really, really cool days in Miami. So all of us were there in person. It was a lot of fun. Big shout out to the NamesCon team, and definitely great seeing everybody in person. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Get busy. Then we got the domain game. That's where we hear about the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on what the price is, and we do somehow, some way, someday get some swag to the winners. Everybody got swag. Drew's got swag. He's just not wearing it because he didn't get the memo. He's like, oh, I should have wore some Domain Sherpa stuff since now I have a bunch of it. But it's like, nah, don't wear it on the show. Doing it, wear it other places, I guess.
You know what? I actually wore it all weekend. And my kids spilled something on it, so it's in the laundry.
You got to get your kids some Sherpa swag, man. We got Rick Schwartz wearing Sherpa swag right now.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, so that's what's up. Then we got the NameJet and a Jet segment. We go over a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. Big shout out to NameJet, by the way. We saw those folks also at NamesCon. And then we got the grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests, hosts, to talk about anything they want that we have not already covered. So let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my left, because I'm up in the right corner, the hot corner. Got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. 7-time escrow.com, master of domains. You the master of domains. Drew got what I need. Greybeard, the domain pirate. What's going on, man?
All good. I'm recovered from my jet lag, and I had jet lag squared, man. I flew into Miami for just enough time to get to the tail end of my jet lag, just to turn around and do it all over again.
We'll get you some more jet lag.
But I had a great time in Miami. For sure, bringing back to Miami was the right call. It was a game changer. It brought, the OGs out of the woodwork that hadn't been to a show in 10, 12, 15 years. And it was great seeing everybody. You know, shout out to Rick for the boat day on Tuesday. That was phenomenal. Great discussions, most of them not around domain names. And good times were had. I would, highly suggest they change venues on the hotel, which was basically a swill bag. But then the venue of the show was also just it was okay, but it was like there weren't a lot of great places to like meet and convene, and the food truck thing was a little eh. And then the acoustics were horrible. Like the acoustics were just basically untenable. So things to be improved, but I think that's great. I think they wanted feedback, they got it, and I think they're gonna listen. And I think, I hope they break up NamesCon. NamesCon is really its own special thing. Us domainers, we are our own special species, and we don't play well with others. So I think breaking up CloudFest and NamesCon is probably the right move. I told them double the ticket price. Maybe y'all don't like that, but like double the ticket price, but make it a little bit, higher grade show, I think is the move. I think that's the way to go. This race to the bottom on, $100, $200 tickets is not the move. You know what I mean? Get people, even if, unfortunately, maybe that keeps a few people away. But I think that the people that are really serious about upping their game, the people that are really serious about doing deals, that's going to get them there. If you can put on a really good show in a good venue, provide food, keep people there. I think that that's the move. So anyways, great time was had. Very glad I went, and had a good time with my boys here.
Yeah, man. Well, I would agree, obviously, with everything you're saying. I thought the disconnect with the conference and then the hotel. I mean, they tried with the shuttles. But
the shuttling, that was Fugazi. Yeah,
not a super fan.
The
thing I'd push back on is the CloudFest thing, because having CloudFest and NamesCon kind of overlap, doesn't create any kind of heartburn for me, because
I just was like, literally, I was going to take a piss. I didn't know where the bathroom was. It was day one. And I'm walking through the CloudFest section, and I just happened to see this dude who had a big ass sign with literally the exact brand match of one of our domain names. And so I was like, yo, is that your brand? And he's like, yeah, that's our brand. He's the one that talked to me about hosting or some bullshit. And I was like, yo, we own the domain name. We're over in, NamesCon right over here. And we actually own that domain. Are you guys interested to buy it? And he was like, he didn't even ask me the price. He was like, and I was like, all good. I'm looking for the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
And then the toilet.
I knew that conversation was going nowhere. So like, look, there's no overlap. You know what I'm saying? They tried for years.
Hold on. That's not my point. I'm with you. I think they are two different animals. And I think you're right. It's almost like we speak different languages, right?
Yes.
It's like, but what I mean is that if for NamesCon to have a successful event, they need to combine them. I'm okay with it. Like we all just sort of like the domain people just all hung out over here. The CloudFest people over here, if they're trying to do it because they think there's overlap from a business standpoint, I don't think that there is. It's like, elephants and crabs.
It's just NamesCon. They can do it in a hotel. They don't even need a second venue. That reduces costs tremendously.
Okay.
And then you just need a captive hotel that has like a good bar that people can hang out at. and like a moderate conference center. Like,
I'll tell you that the Omni in Austin was a fantastic location.
Absolutely. That was like literally made to serve. That was, couldn't have been a better location.
I mean, you literally come down the elevator.
It's in Austin.
You come down the elevator and you see out the windows, like the groups of people, and you're like, oh, I can go talk to them. I can go talk. Like, you know, it's the location, the Omni in Austin is fantastic. They just need to find that in Miami.
Exactly.
In November, right? Miami in November is better than Austin in June.
Yeah, or for Lauderdale, but it's easier to get into Miami.
Yeah, yeah. South. I guess South.
A lot of people were flying in and out of Fort Lauderdale, so
Fort Lauderdale is easier for the venue for sure, and it's very, very accessible.
Here's the thing: I live in Florida, and to me, Fort Lauderdale, Miami is like the same shit. You know what I mean? I know some people.
Exactly. Basically,
some people be like, "Oh my God, no!"
You will get cheaper hotels, more selection. You know, Miami's Miami, and Miami attract a certain. You know, but anyways, the point is, keep it in that area. And
we did a dope dinner in South Beach. It's nice. We did the yacht out of South Beach. It's nice to have access. But even in Fort Lauderdale, you're not that far away for a day trip.
What are you talking about? You got
an event. You know,
just as many. I mean, you got just as many or more boats to charter in
Fort Lauderdale. No, 100%. I would agree again on all counts. I thought the food truck / porta potty situation for the opening night.
Gimp. That was it. Was gimp.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that was but I figured out pretty fast the bathroom behind the stage.
The hidden bathroom behind the stage. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good...
But it's like, it shouldn't be like, oh, I found a bathroom that was feasible. Like, what are you fucking talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, you found a usable bathroom and you're excited? Like, that's crazy. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
what are you talking about? But, again, I think everything, you know, the time of year, Miami was beautiful, like great weather, it was cool, it was all good. The hotel was kind of, you know, it was ass, but like, you know, and the conference center itself wasn't particularly great, but, you know, it was definitely a step in the right direction, and it was just great seeing everybody. So, and again, the food truck type vibe, like I can mess with that for like an event like they did for that opening night, but you can't have the whole show there and expect to spend hours in you know, in a tent, you know, on some like, oh, hey, you know, and then with Joey hosting trying to sell you on fucking Linux, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's all good. Unless if you got Linux.com, though, you're trying to make a deal. But it's all good. Anyway, all right, well, let's keep it moving. To my lower left, we got my boy Mark Cuba, a.k.a. King Cuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an other word of the dream, y'all, a.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Cuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Omar J, a.k.a. Cuba Soze, a.k.a. the other dumbass lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear when we call, you know what I'm saying? Spades and spades, my dude.
I really do feel like there was more to that clip. But that was pretty. That was a pretty funny clip.
It was. Well, you know, I mean, it was obviously a great time on the boat, and that was funny. And you know, the whole vibe was just great, man. It was just awesome. Yeah. It was just, dude. It was good vibes only. Was really sort of the theme.
.com.
You know, who's got?
Oh
good
yeah,
vibe?
You got good vibes only.
I know.
I've got goodvibe.com.
I got goodvibesonly.com and .org actually. I think it's a good .org too. But, dude, it was so good seeing you guys in person.
Totally.
It really, it like made my month. I was really happy. The boat was great. Shout out to Rick and shout out to, some of the guys we haven't seen in over 10 years. Kevin Hamm and great catching up with him. And it was just really,
Kevin committed to come on the show, so we will have a future episode with Kevin, which is I'm excited about.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was fun. I'll echo all of Drew's comments on you know, on the actual setup. I think the hotel and the venue need to be one. It just, or worst case, next door. Like it can't be where you have to get on a shuttle or a 20-minute walk or whatever that is. And ideally, you know, a better hotel than that. But if the venue, that hotel did have conference space, so I would even suffer through that hotel if it was the same, same venue.
Had a great view. You just can't go, you know, you can't expect to use the pool and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's just not that kind of party, you know what I'm saying? But it's still, But yes, I would agree with you. I think if we just had the conference there, that would have made it that much better. There was one point where I was trying to hustle to get over for our session, and I get on the shuttle, and they're like, all right, yeah, we're going to leave in like 10, 12 minutes, you know, and you're sitting there like waiting for other people. And then
I just took Uber.
That was the thing. I'm like, should I Uber? And then I was like on the fence, and then it finally got moving, and we sat in this crazy traffic anyway. And then like the thing stopped literally several blocks from the thing. I was like, just let me out. And it was like, this is funky, you know, construction, like logistics wasn't great, but everything else about it was really dope.
So, all right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Wait, one funny thing though, is there was a group at CloudFest, a sponsor that I had their domain also.
Did you make a deal? Did you get it?
No, I didn't. I didn't even talk to him, but I thought it was pretty funny that you and I both had the same situation.
Oh, but it also goes to show you, like they don't even know what domains are. Like the tech people are literally, literally internally, my number one rule to my brokers is: do not approach anybody in the IT department. You do not ever go to somebody in the IT department. It's the fastest way to kill any potential sale.
Yeah.
Get somebody from IT involved.
Because for them, it's just work, right? It's like, oh, we got emails and, you know, landing pages and URLs and fucking SSL.
No incentive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Below me, last but not least, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. AKA DNX, it's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Good to be here. Yeah, I enjoyed NamesCon too. I got a little bit sick while I was there, but
that's right.
All good now. I honestly, I got home and I got like a full on sinus infection, so I'm on antibiotics and all that stuff, dude.
Oh, wow.
Well, hey, it's not like at least, Tropicana would serve up a side of Legionnaire's disease for you. So it's like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No, I was kind of feeling it a little bit like before I got there. And then night one was just like, I'm not really used to going out that much. And Amar is just like an animal. So stayed out a little too late. And my body was like, no, that's not good.
I knew, you know, it's so funny because it wasn't even alcohol like related, but I knew you were in trouble when Slavik showed up late night that first night or whatever and handed you a Celsius at like midnight and you pound it and you're just like, yo, let's go. I'm like, dude, this is bad.
What a bad decision.
Like that, you know,
that was a bad decision. That was a bad decision, dude.
Celsius was a bad choice.
That was a terrible decision because I was meeting with Wade like earlier the next morning from GoDaddy and I felt terrible. You know, I was just like sitting there like shaking my leg. Like,
dude, you sent us a picture of like your aura ring thing and it basically was like, you should be dead. You know?
I would like the week before I had a stomach bug and I was up all night just like hugging the toilet and I had an 8% recovery. After that night, it was 1%.
Yeah, that was some shit where it's like, yo, you got to get yourself to the hospital ASAP. And but yeah, man, it was but it was good times. And it wasn't even like that crazy, but it is. It does remind you of why the human piece is so important. We saw it when COVID happened and, you know, and then there was Clubhouse and some of that stuff. And NamesCon even filled the void for like a little bit if virtually. But getting back together in person is so, you know, so much of an important aspect to, and our business, I say this a lot, like we're completely remote, right? So when our team gets together, that's like super amazing, meaning like the media options team. But in some ways, because we all do so many deals and we do Sherpa together and all this, you guys are our colleagues and our peers and our coworkers, right? So it's like doing those kind of, you know, the conferences, NamesCon, the ICA event coming up in January, you know, those are that's our opportunity around the water cooler and out to eat and drink and vibe and hang and all that good stuff. So and get some shit done. I mean, super productive. So that was really, really cool. So
yeah, man.
Big shout out to all them. Big shout out to all y'all. You know, and we did have an opportunity to talk a little bit about what we got going on at DNX. And you know, and I'm telling you, man, I am so excited about what Josh, what you and the team are doing at DNX that like call me a very excited and happy investor and contributor and board member, I guess. And it's like, let's fucking go to the moon, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's go. Yeah, no. Everyone was super, was just like very positive overall, like on numerous things, like DNX aside. Like, I felt like just everyone was just pretty positive in terms of just about everything and in terms of like conversations with me, which was just kind of like a a breath of fresh air, because I feel like there's always like this aura of negativity around and whatnot, but I didn't feel any of that. So yeah, it was cool.
Super positive. I'll tell you the other thing, and then we can move on to the domain game, and we'll kind of hustle through the next 30 minutes or so. But the but also the love that Sherpa gets every time that we get out and about is just really, really cool. So, you know, to the audience, I mean, as I close out the show and talk about how, without you, there is no us and all that. But it really is true, because people watch the show, they listen to the show, you know, they're like, it's an important part of the space. And I think that it's really cool that there's a shitload of work that goes on. And this is, you know, I don't want to say we do this for free or whatever. I mean, we do have sponsors and, you know, we enjoy it. And this is an opportunity for us to hang and spend time together like this. But, you know, it's definitely a very important piece for the space. Shout out to Saiger for starting this whole thing and for Drew for taking it over. But, you know, it's a lot of work that goes into it. Big shout out to Billy and to all you guys who participate on this and our other guests and all the Sherpas. And because it does matter, but it's super cool to hear that from people and to realize that it's appreciated.
A lot. I remember I went through a period where I was like, oh, like nobody ever seems to care that like doing this stuff doesn't really benefit us in any way. In fact, it's like the opposite. And I would say like, over the last, I don't know, probably like year or so, I just have way more people reach out to me and just for like no reason and just say like, hey, dude, like, I really appreciate what you do. Like, it's been super helpful. And I know that you guys feel that too. And what's interesting is that, like, I don't need kudos much, but like when you do get it, it makes you want to keep doing it, you know? So, yeah. I mean, it's
100%. So, all good stuff. All right. Well, yo, with that, let's go ahead and keep it moving and let's slide into the domain game. And Drew, you got a buy or a sell? What you got, dog?
All right. So I actually have a special request from one of our clients that we just sold a domain for. And he asked if we would talk about the sale on the show. It's not, you know, it's not our typical size deal, but nonetheless, I think we got great value for the client. So the domain is hoth.com, H-O-T-H, hoth.
Hoth.com. All right. And this is actually just going to be Josh and Amar, but yeah. And big shout out to Star Wars, by the way. You know what I'm saying? The planet Hoth, that's where Luke had his, like, cut the thing and the you know, has sleep inside the animal.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's an ice planet. It's an ice planet in the Star Wars. What was the thing that, oh, anyway, whatever. All right, you guys go ahead. And so this was a sell, and let's see what's good.
Fuck. Like, I don't know if I should be pricing it how I'd price it or what you guys got.
It was a tauntaun.
My advice to you, Amar, is go lower. Go lower.
Yeah. All right. One, two, three.
It was a tauntaun. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So Amar's
nailed it.
All right.
Josh nailed it.
For the people who are listening and not watching, Amar was at $39,888, and Josh was at $57,500.
So, actually, with escrow fees, probably Josh is basically bang on, actually. But it was $55,000. So, it was a good story because this particular buyer came in. I negotiated them up from around $10,000. They were very persistent. They were one of these guys that just thought, this is my name. This is already my name. And it was like, it ain't yours till I get the check. And anyways, we got him up from $10,000 up to 50. We came to an agreement at $50,000. And then it went into escrow. I don't remember if they even signed a contract, but it was certainly an escrow. And then the guy backed out and he goes, you know what? I'm overpaying for this name and I'm not paying that much. And I said, okay, but you don't get the name. And then he came back and he said, well, I'll pay you 25. And I was like, you can pound sand. And, and then months went by. I mean, I think really 4, 5, 6 months went by and I had followed up several times and the guy was like, I'm ready to go at 25 when you are. And I, look, dude, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree here. On principle, you will never own this name. I will buy it from this client before I sell it to you for $25,000. And anyways, I think finally the guy got to a point where he decided he either knew he wasn't going to get it or he knew he needed it. And he came back and he was ready to do the deal at 50. And I said, you can't have it for 50 anymore. You know, you freaking cost me all this time. And I don't, you know, on principle, you fucking played around. So now you're paying more. And I got another $5,000. So he paid 55.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Love that. Good result all around. I know the client was happy. So, and
client was very happy.
Love that story. It's just like it's kind of like a FAFO story, dude.
That's it.
FAFO story. You pay an extra, if you're going to fuck around, you pay an extra $5,000, dude.
That's it. 100%. It's funny. I opposite type of buyer actually couldn't be nicer, but we just sold stop signs. Maybe I'll talk about it in a different show. I won't say the price, but we just sold stopsigns.com. And the guy was just like, Bob, you know, hitting me with like these little onesie twosie, couple $100 increased bids. And I was like, dude, look, I'm getting tired. Okay. If you want the name, here's the price. And then the guy, he called me. We had a great chat. And he just said, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize, you know, whatever. And we did the deal. But yeah, don't mess around. Don't mess around.
Well, look, especially they had the fact that he had already agreed, right?
Totally.
That's the part that I think is the fucked up part, right? Like if you're just negotiating and then you go away, you know, whatever. But if you make a deal, fucking follow through.
Honor it. Otherwise, you probably shouldn't be in business.
In business of any kind, right? I mean, if you can't honor your deals and the deals that you make, I mean, we're old school, right? A handshake matters. You look somebody in the eye and say you're going to do something, you do it. I mean, it's how you should govern your life. I mean,
yep.
If that shit's hard, like you need to reevaluate and
apparently it's hard. Apparently
it's hard for some.
Shockingly, it is hard for a lot of people.
Crazy, but hey, but all's well that ends well, and so that was solid. So, all right, Amar, what about you, bro? What you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I got a sell. I got a mini fest, MINIFEST.com.
Mini fest.
All right,
it's a midget convention.
I was just gonna say. I'm glad you said it, not me.
So you got a bunch of little people. You got jockeys. It's the jockeys are there.
Mini fest.
Dudes from the circus is there.
Mini fest. All right, mini fest.
No, right. I don't know what to. So, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. All right, Josh is at 10,000. I'm at 12,500, and Drew's at 14,369.
Wow, it's so funny. I was going to do 11,369. I would have been sandwiched.
Would have been all tight. So,
yeah, looks like Josh gets the swag today.
Oh,
9,900.
Josh with more swag.
Oh, let's go.
9,900.
He's already got the whole collection. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna have to. He's next up. He's gonna have to get the mug. Do you have a mug, Josh?
Yeah, I got one. Man. I'll get another one.
his whole house is going to be furnished with swag.
What's so talk to us? How long
we're coming out with Sherpa curtains.
Yeah.
Sofa upholstery.
I would actually be down. I would be down with Sherpa curtains for my office. I'd be fine.
Let's go. It's kind of cool. We can have like the mountain on them. What's all right, Amar? Talk to us. How long do you have the name? How much you pay for it?
I had it for a few years. I paid $271 for it, and it was just on a buy now, and it's kind of random because I had sold another mini name a few weeks prior, and so I think those were my. I have one more mini. I for whatever reason I went on a buying binge of mini whatever at some point, so I have a few of those mini names, and this was one of them. And it's actually developed already. The guy, it's pretty cool. It's like collectibles.
Oh, that's actually, oh, that really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool. Oh, this is retro. Dope.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, I just bought retro.io, by the way.
Oh, the portal opens literally like today for the miniverse. You know what I'm saying? Don't delay.
Mm.
All right. I'm in. I like it. A little mini fest.
MGAE.com. MGAE.com.
Mini fest.
Yeah. Mini
I like it.
Mini fest. All right. Good stuff. 11/11 is the date we're recording. That's the date it's going live. Yeah. So go check
11/11.
It out.
11/11. I sold even.com on 11/11/11, 2011. 11/11/11.
Oh, that's wow. Cool. Close the deal at 11/11.
Yeah, well, November 11th, 11/11 is Singles Day in China, which is basically the equivalent of like Black Friday in America.
Yeah, like Prime Day or something almost, right?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, good stuff. Good job, Amar. $300 into 10. What was the total price? What was the price?
Yeah, $9,900. So. Yeah,
not bad if you're into that sort of thing. Take a small number and make it a big number. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Right. All right. Well, Josh, just on principle, you still got to drop a name on us. You know, so.
Yeah, okay.
So I can show the back of my phone. Hurts AJ Brown, big win for the Eagles last night against the Green Bay Packers, if anybody was paying attention.
I have this, I have this sale on hold right now that's been on hold since yesterday, and it's a hand reg, and it's on hold for just under 20K, but I can't talk about it until it goes through, so that's annoying.
No, you can't talk. It's bad luck. You'll lose it.
And you just told us how much it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I figured we weren't going to do it. But
I'm like, I'll guess the buy price and the sell price. Well, good luck, man.
Because I haven't sold a name this week yet. I sold quite a few names last week, but I think you may know them. Complete.dev. Did you see that?
No,
let's just do that.
I can do a buy greatcare.com. Either one.
Well, it's.
I don't know. Yeah, let's go with Great Care because I mean .dev like
.dev is apparently is getting popular. That's why.
What'd you sell?
We actually had a domain acquisition for a .dev. We actually had somebody come in like for a premium .dev. I mean,
so. On the same note, we had somebody come in on a .dev looking for a really good .com that just came through in the last 24 hours. Yeah.
That's
a great .dev though.
.dev is like kind of popular right now, I'll be honest.
So what did you say? What was it, complete or compete?
Complete.
What did you sell for?
$4,000, but it was like a recent hand registration, but I paid like, I don't know, it was like a $300 renewal or something like that. Okay. I just paid the renewal, whatever that cost was. I just wanted to see like, I registered, I don't know, maybe like 30 of them. Like premium words like that with high renewals. Cause I just wanted to see like, are those names moving if you get like the top keywords with renewals that no domainer wants to pay?
Yeah.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Like, I'm interested in these kind of things.
I got a question for you on those. Was that on Afternic?
That one sold on Spaceship.
On Spaceship. Wherever it sells, they don't indicate how much the renewal is, right?
Spaceship don't, Afternic do.
Because Afternic does it when you check out, you add a year.
Yeah.
I think below the price also, it says in smaller print, plus blah, blah, blah per year.
On Afternic, but Spaceship doesn't show that.
Mm.
I think they probably should start.
Yeah, there you go. Put it on the roadmap. All right.
Wait, so now we're doing Complete Care?
Great Care.
Great Care. And that was a buy.
It was a buy.
Buy.
GreatCare.com.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, flip it.
Oh, wait, hello.
Oh, all right, here we go. We've got Drew at $3,369, Amar's at $4,000, and I'm at $6,000. Pretty tight group.
JT crushed it on the nose.
Ooh, let's go. I'll take a point.
On the nose, JT.
All right. I didn't win because Josh won, but I feel like since I got the last point, there's a certain like momentum vibe there.
And you got it to the exact cent, bro.
Damn.
Wait. What did you have? 4,000? 6,000?
6,000.
Yeah.
I think that's a great name. I love it. Great.
Yeah, it is a great name. I've actually sold a bunch of care names. So I sold Good Care. I sold Better Care. I sold
Not great care.
Yeah. So once those companies start doing better, they'll get great care.
They'll get great. Yeah.
The first thing was they bought good care for them, like, better care.
All of them were like mid to high five figures sales.
I'm going to buy best care right now.
Yeah, there you go. That's
the best care. Actually, I think I own best care. I think best care is one of the ones I sold.
It's taken. I mean, it's developed.
And they're all developed, dude. All of these examples, they're all developed.
Yeah. They're it's a great segment. There are just so many companies called care, and it's across mental health, you know, physical health, you know, elderly care. Like, it's just a huge range of potential use cases. And there are just an endless number of end users.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I love those names.
Yeah.
I was really targeting care names.
Yeah. Well, our boy Bar loves his care names.
Okay. I'll buy that. Yeah. Big shout out to Bar, who every time I see him in person, I'm always shocked with how big he is. Like, and I don't mean like big, like heavy. He's like tall.
Yeah.
He is like wide. He's like a, you know, like Steve Mihaljevic. Like, we could set up a pretty good football team. Those two guys would anchor our offensive line. Steve actually played in college, but Barr looks like he could have. And he's a big dude, you know. So shout out to Barr, man.
Yeah. Big dude. And he's a good dude.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. People, he's my guy, Philly guy too, you know. So let's go. Let's go, Birds. Fly Eagles fly. And that's what's up. All right. Well, that is the domain game. Congratulations. I will keep it, but I got it. I've been doing this long enough. You know what I'm saying? But
veteran Sherpa host.
Exactly. Thank you. But just a dumbass Sherpa host.
Hey, dude, X opened up the handles things to non-businesses.
The personal stuff, which is so the way that's working. By the way, we're still open for business on the handles, you know, especially the rare handles. Like, we're not really doing too much of the lower value stuff since a lot of that is self-serve now. But on the rare handles, we can still very much, and we are. We've got a lot of pending deals and stuff that we're working on there. So if you're rare handles or you want to know if it's available, you want pricing, you want some help, you want some white glove service, we are still the premier partner there, and will be for the foreseeable future. So, you know, we still remain open for business. Holla at you boys, and that's what's up. So,
and we know this one bro that owns handles.com, and he's such a bro.
Oh, dude, I think it's about time to build it out. You know what I'm saying? We're doing enough handles business that I think we might be the right buyer on that. So we're going to talk Amar.
Let's go.
Handles.com.
Let's negotiate live on Sherpa.
On Sherpa. What can we do? We work out a payment plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your take on LTOs, man? You know what I'm saying? But it's super cool. You know, I think it's going to continue to sort of build out the idea of, you know, the social media handles, obviously not at the level of domain names, but, you know, all part of these, you know, sort of the digital asset suite that brands, companies, and now individuals, you know, can start to take advantage of as far as being able to buy them officially, handles that have not been available in the past. You know, I think you're going to see continued, I know you're going to see continued development in that space with X and maybe others. And, you know, pretty neat to see it. You know, we've obviously been, you know, behind the curtain behind the scenes on a lot of what's happening there, which has been really, really cool, super insightful. And, you know, it's been fun and you know, doing a bunch of deals in the meantime. So anyway, shout out to our
great team over there.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So all good stuff. All right. Well, that's the domain game. Shout out to Josh for the win. Shout out to me for picking up the late point, which kind of feels like a win.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
And now we're going to slide into NameJet Gunna Jet. Big shout out to our friends at NameJet. We'll go over a list of domains coming up for auction. We've got about 12 minutes and then, so let's get busy. Let's go ahead and start with you, Amar. What do you think, man? What do you like? What don't you like? What's good?
My two favorite names on here are Guardian Angel and Overhear.com. GuardianAngel.com and Overhear.com. I like
Guardian Angel's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good. Amazing brand. But I also like Overhear. I think that that's a great tech brand, app brand, could be, you know, marketing. It's just a really, really nice brand. And then just so we're going to keep it fast, I don't know what the fuck a Baldinger is, but...
Well, Baldinger, man, it's a name. And I think you are probably, you, me, and Drew are all Baldingers.
No, that's what I mean. I think that's maybe why you put it on there. Like, we're Baldingers.
There's actually Brian Baldinger is a ex-football player and analyst. Okay. And so it's a last name.
Okay, got it.
Gets a shout I just out think it's, an a, it's a funny song. Name.
Yeah,
it's definitely a funny name. You know?
But I think the worst name on here is Duck Boats. No, sorry, not Duck Boats, Door Handle. I actually, Duck Boats is good. Doorhandle.com. I don't know who the hell's going to buy that. If you're going to
say. Totally disagree. I love that.
Really?
All right, well, let's go ahead and give the contrarian view on that one, Drew. What do you think about Doorhandle? No.
That's rare that we get this kind of.
Well, I just say Doorhandle. I mean, like, you know, door handles? I'd be like, no.
Right. No, I disagree. The opposite. Like, what are you going to do with door handle?
Other than opening doors. It's provocative. It means like it's a starting point.
But nobody knows what it means. Point. It's provocative. It gets the people going.
Yeah. I like it. I like Billy, door handle.
Billy, can we get the Step Brothers?
That is all you.
No, it's not Step Brothers. It's Blades of Glory. That's what it is. It's Blades of Glory. Billy, give us a little.
Doorhandle.com. We open doors.
We're gonna skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you gonna do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm gonna get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I'm not skating to anything with references to lady humps. I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Josh? So what do you think is the sort of
the bad name?
The tiebreaker.
Well, what's
on
your
door
take
handle?
On door handle?
Yay or nay?
I'm okay with it. It's not the worst name on the list, in my opinion.
Right, but it seems like you're leaning more on Amar's side, though. Like, you're less bullish on Doorhandle, Doc.
I'm not putting a back order in for it.
Okay, that's it. You know, that's all right. That's definitely Team Amar.
Worse than Doorhandle?
That's great. It just means I won't have any competition.
I mean, Door Knob.
I hope you win it.
Door Knob's not great.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Doorknob.
I would rather have doorknob than door handle.
You guys are out of your mind.
All right, Josh, let's keep it moving to you. What do you think? What else on the list do you like, or the names that he's already mentioned that you're also in on? What do you think?
Dude, I really like crosses.com. I think that's a pretty cool name for like selling crosses, like literally the title. I'll get a bid on that name, see if I can get it.
I think there's like somewhere around 1 to 2 billion people that wear a cross or something.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited that I might win that name. We'll see. But just looking at the list for me and just doing like a little bit like look up on like demand metrics, guardianangel.com is the one. On that list, it really is. I think that name is, I don't know, retail like a 250.
Yeah.
250 to 350K type name.
Yeah.
That's what I would be asking. So I can see that one getting into the mid, probably like the mid five figures. I mean, I wouldn't be a buyer at that price. But I could see it getting there.
I love it for security. I mean, there's like a tech angle on stuff.
I think that if you can get that name for 25K, it's a good buy. The one that I Baldinger, that was my worst. That's my worst name on the list. If I like .net, I think magician.net would be a cool name. Anything magic in this kind of like AI age like fits the bill. So I like that one. Skyshuttle.com. That's a cool name. Yeah. You know, it's not like a name I'm going out of my way to buy, but like, it's a nice name to have in the portfolio. The only real names here that I'm going out of my way to put a back order in are AmericanPride.com, GuardianAngel.com, and Crosses.com.
Okay. Yeah, Sky Shuttle is interesting to me. I mean, they came out, you know, obviously there's a lot of robotic stuff, and then they're also talking about the
flying taxis.
Yes. I mean, this is a flying taxi. Like, oh, I'm going to take the Sky Shuttle, you know?
Yeah, I think this whole list is great. I think I'd buy every
especially
name.
Door handle.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, but y'all are sleeping on duck boats, man. Duck boats is, I mean, that's like anything that drives tourism is a winner. And duck boats, like there's duck boats in Lisbon, duck boats in Boston. You got duck boats in a lot of places.
I don't even know what they
Only one duck person boat. Can have duckboats.com. Like that's a banger of a name. I mean, you could, it's also like an industry that's small enough that you could get your arms around it and like create like some kind of affiliate thing that would be a reseller for selling tickets in like every city that has duck boats.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's actually, I think that name's a sleeper. But yeah, Guardian Angel is the banger. Guardian Angel is like just
Are you going to buy that one, Drew?
I don't know.
You're going to see.
No. He's not going to have enough money left after doorknob, door handle.
Yeah. I'm all in on door handle.
Well, the good news is.
He always also said Sky Shuttle is a banger too. I mean, you got Tesla about to come out with some kind of wacky flying car or something, supposedly. And then, you got China. I just had something on my Instagram feed that was like $150,000 and you could fly this freaking thing around. I was like, yeah, sign me up. Send me two of those.
We were having this conversation. It's so funny. We were actually having this conversation. It was Alan Shiflett, Steve Kennedy, me. Maybe one of you guys were also there and just talking about Elon and just, you know, we're talking about full self-driving with the Tesla. And then we got into the whole thing about these sky shuttles and all that. And, you know, about what's everybody's comfort level.
Cars, like it's airport taxi, it's sky shuttle. Like,
Without even it having to be a flying vehicle.
Yeah.
What makes me nervous about those is like, man, if shit gets windy, dude. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like you get caught in an updraft, you get upside down in a flying car. I think it's probably a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that's,
I mean, I always said, I don't want something that, like flies like a plane. Like I just want something that's like, can just fly high enough that when I'm in a traffic jam, I'm just like, peace out y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just vertical takeoff, fly over the traffic.
Well, I think that's how I'm pretty sure that's how they're all going to be. Those flying taxis, they're going to be that VTO.
Yeah. VTOL.
Yeah.
Vertical takeoff
and landing.
And landing, yeah. But yeah, it's wild. An O, so I don't know what the O is.
Take off.
Or takeoff and landing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
All right. Well, super cool. Appreciate all your feedback. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to do a quick round robin, but I think we covered a lot of ground. But we got to shut down. I actually got an ICA meeting coming up in 3 minutes.
Hey, let's make sure that nobody bids against Drew on door handle. I want to make sure he.
Hey, well, we're not going to do collusion on here, but you know, like. Drew's got a lot of conviction on door handles, so I don't know if it's going to matter. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like, you know,
that name will be his legacy.
For the domain X portfolio. But all right, well, good stuff, guys. Look, I appreciate you guys being here today, all that. Anybody, real quick, Drew, you got anything else before we go?
Nope. I'm good.
Quick shout out to Monty. We did get a few good names from the auction.
Yep.
We got a great name with Drew. We got Freeport. Got a great name with Roger and Braden. We got a Room Key. So pretty excited about those names.
I like Room Key a lot. We talked about that in the pre-show. You know, the names were a little tough because the reserves weren't really playing nice, you know. So I thought that was a bit of a, you know, kind of a miss on Monty's part, like as far as like, I know he can only do what the sellers are willing to do, but, you know, it also made the auction go super fast because there weren't that many sales, but there were definitely a few big ones, including DMV that sold for $950 before the auction started.
And Omegle, he got 3.5 $3 million for that Omegle one or whatever the hell it is.
Wild, yeah.
But shout out to Monty, shout out to Scotty, you know, always putting in the work, doing what they're doing.
Except for costumes.
What's that? Yeah.
Except for not wearing a costume.
Yeah. Oh, when he didn't wear a costume on the Halloween show. Yeah. Super disappointment, Scott. We're not. Yeah.
Bad look, Scotty. Bad look.
Oh, man. I know it was short notice, but you know what I'm saying? Find something.
Yo, but I'll tell you what. Fulfillment, Scotty was on point. Dude, yeah. I sent that wire this morning, first thing. I'm telling you, within an hour of me sending that wire, Scotty was like, yo, thank you for the payment. Where can I push these domains? I had those domains in my account in like within 90 minutes of sending the wire.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
can't even do that shit.
No, I mean, you know, that's where we all cut our teeth. You know what I'm saying? We learn how to not make the same, you know, same mistakes, roadblocks, whatever. Sometimes it's, you know, your system limitations. It is what it is. But I do think, you know,
and scale and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but those guys, you know, but again, another, I think, and I don't know if they look at it as a super success, but it was still well done and, you know, handled business and we got some names and we sold some names and all good. So all part of the good time that was NamesCon. All right, Josh, what about you, man? What you got?
Nothing, man. I mean, I feel like I've said everything that I wanted to say. I'm just happy to keep doing what I'm doing. And I got no complaints, man.
Great. I love that. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you to you guys, you know, for being here and always doing what you do on the show and to the audience. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. Without you, there is no us. Thank you all for tuning in like you do and for letting us know. It is it does not go unnoticed. And, you know, the comments and the good stuff. Look, you can always let us know if you want. You know, we need to do things differently. Yeah, look, you're all going to give us your feedback and we're going to take it. We might not always do anything with it, but we'll at least listen. And don't forget, there's always the opportunity to get a refund for the money you paid to watch and listen. So that's always available for y'all. And but we do appreciate everybody for tuning in and all the love. Like, it's all good. It definitely helps make it worth it. So with that, we're going to go ahead and shut it down. And we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.
Peace. More handles.